Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio.
Xavier, I didn't know who Xavier was. And so I talked, I just met with him. I love Xavier Betts. And I don't love Xavier Betts because of who he is as on the football field, because that's what's wrong when people think you only love him. I love who he is as a person. I like getting to know him. I like that. I appreciate, he texted me happy birthday yesterday. Okay, that means something to me. Like, so I like who he is as a guy. I'm rooting for him. I'm anxious to see him kind of get back on the football field and do well in the classroom. So I'm anxious to not just give him a chance, but to be an advocate for him. You know, like, my son's 18. I'm trying to figure out, he's trying to figure out what he wants to do for the rest of his life. I want him to go places where they has people who, they don't entitle him, they don't enable him, but they advocate for him. Yeah, so we'll do that for his
great neighbor. Quote. Exactly what I wrote down. I want him to go places where there are people, they don't entitle him, they don't enable him, but they advocate for him. Matt Rhule saying that on Xavier Betts. Coffee and Cream in the morning on Hale Varsity Radio, powered by Currency. Damon Benning, Andrew Rogers. Go to HaleVarsity.com if you'd like to read the article, not only from Brady Oltmans, who does a great job covering that organization.
We probably ought to use him more. Schmitty always gets him. Does Brady get up early?
Well, we'll find out, Shane.
Because I like his delivery.
I do, too. Drake Keeler also doing a good job talking about the transfer portal additions yesterday. Aaron Sorensen at the press conference as well. If you'd like to get a subscription to HaleVarsity.com, guess what you can do? You can use the promo code AR for a monthly subscription, or you can purchase that yearly subscription and use the promo code DB, which also leads to perks at the restaurant where we record every single day, which you told me, I don't know if it was 2 days ago when you ran into some administration from either your high school or the local high school.
Oh, it was Papio South.
And they signed up
West
for the
Side.
Perks, right?
Yeah.
And got some pretty nice deals.
Big beers.
Here at the bar.
They wanted big beers and discounts.
Yeah, big beers and discounts.
Big beers and discounts.
Sounds like a new podcast.
Hey, so the more, because you probably know more than most when it comes to the intimacy of the relationship trying to develop with the new staff, right? I probably share more things. Or the phone, or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So you're kind of in the know. The more you listen to Coach Rhule, are you making the connection what floats my boat? Like, are you like...
So for me, because I don't know Coach Rhule like you, I would say yes to your question, but I would further it by saying this. He's somebody that even listening to makes me... Like, I want to run through a brick wall for that guy. Like, no matter what he's telling me, this is what I'm doing when I'm listening to him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm nodding my head along. I'm buying into him, and I don't even know him. But it's because not only of his delivery, but his authenticity that I get from either stories from you or stories
I told
that
you
I
about
read,
the RG44 thing,
stories
right?
of recruits.
How
yes.
that thing came about. So it's like...
All of that wrapped up into one thing, that's why I relate to exactly what you just said about Matt Rhule. He's somebody that I am all in on.
What he said is what you like want in your workplace. You don't want a place that's gonna where you're going to be entitled. You want an advocate. I think all people want in their job or in their relationships is somebody that's for them. Like, I would always say, you know, if I put your best interest at heart and you put my best interest at heart, there'll be no reason to be selfish, right? Like, if I try to view things through your prism in terms of at least a level of understanding, it's like you can find a way to figure it out. And so with Betts, and, you know, we sat on it forever just because – you know, nobody had made it official yet, but
the also whole, didn't want to impact or influence any sort of decision or spark something that they didn't want leaked out yet.
And so I think putting those parameters and guidelines in place, like, I'm rooting for the kid. He said something that is so any there's probably there's a handful of people out there that I think know ZB like that. For Zave to Zave will go stretches without returning anything, not so much as a text, a call, whatever. For him to say happy birthday, that's very unbetslike.
Goes back to what when we talked to Anna yesterday.
Very unbetslike.
When she says, hey, Merry Christmas to people or happy birthday to people, she keeps the relationship up to the standard it should be. But the contrary is what you just ended with there, is how it's not Xavier Betts-like. But because it's not what he's like, because it's something similar to somebody
attention.
With a social personality,
definitely got my attention.
It gets your attention.
Because he didn't even really know how to approach Coach Rhule at first. So you get the portal attention. Whatever, right? Like, people have their ways to try to get...
He wants to be loved. He's a kid that wants
so
to
what
be
have
loved.
So what have I always said about... this is kind of what we talked about with Anna. This is very pertinent to like an IGC, Hassan Reddick, Xavier Betts kind of deal. A lot of times when all... I said this yesterday, and I even knew better. It was instilled in me to think differently, but I didn't feel it, so I couldn't do what my parents were telling me to do, so I fought it. When your identity is wrapped up in something that isn't all you, but that's all people associate you with, it has weird effects on you, right?
It can wear on you.
It's like... hey, but I like this, or hey, this is what I really like to do, or how come every time you see me, this is all you talk about? Or if I didn't do this, would we still be cool? Could I still come to your house? Could I still say hello to your daughter? Right? Like, those are the things that I think people think about that they go through. And for Z, he said, when Coach Rhule said, I like him as a person, if he's being sincere and if he's being authentic, which I have no reason to believe he's not, Z's got a chance. I didn't need to hear anything else. I like him as a person. Once you say that, you give yourself a chance. I'm telling you, sure as I'm sitting here, I know him. You're giving yourself a chance. Because my sense of self-worth and my value isn't wrapped up because I can hit a baseball 400 feet or actually like 320 and run and throw, right? It's different.
And sometimes, you know, when I think of the whole Xavier Betts situation, it comes down to this. Like, with what he had to go through, with what he had to battle with internally, You're looking for somebody to care about you, and not only from a personal point of view, but also from your sport point of view. He wouldn't go back to football if he really didn't want to play football anymore, because he left football for a reason.
And regardless of how good you are at your job, if Bill and Chris weren't for you,
you'd leave.
Wouldn't you?
In plenty of instances, and I've only been in the media now for 8 years. In plenty of instances, there have been at least one or two moments where I'm like, this is wearing on my mental
health. Yeah, you're not for me.
Why are you limiting my progression to get to where I want to be? Not to say like this carries over and attributes to what Xavier Betts had to go through, but at some point, all he wanted was for somebody to say, hey man, how about we try this? Hey, if you came back,
you bought into me
and I bought into you, think of what we could do.
You realize you're kind of explaining why he's at Nebraska. Nebraska is the thing that he loves for something other than just the 70s, 80s, and 90s. I think Coach Rhule loves what it represents what it could represent and what it's about. I showed you kind of what he referred it to and how he had to guard against that. He loves it here, which is why I think he give dude, it's why it's not lip service. I'm just telling you, it's not lip service.
Hey, we got about a minute. Let's go to line one. Out of breath, Brian with us. Brian, you got about a minute here. What's up?
Good morning, B.
Hey, good morning, Damon. I'm liking everything y'all said about Matt Rhule. I'm really proud, you know, the fact that he's coaching us, especially since he's a PK. I'm a PK. But it's telling me we should have hired a preacher kid a long time ago for all these football centers in this state. That's why we ain't made it nowhere.
Right.
Y'all need some football Holy Ghost. Y'all got Matt Rhule right there. Step to the tabernacle. Put your belief right here in Rhule. We're going to be all right. It sounds like the new age Tom Osborne to me.
Hallelujah.
It's crazy, man.
That's what it sounds like. I'm glad he's going to have whole people. Mm-hmm.
It's uncanny.
Brian, appreciate the call.
I just hope it means wins.
And you know what? That's what it boils down to.
Gosh.
Come August.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Brandon Vogel next. More on this and just a lot more to get to on the show. I'll tell you all that coming your way.